T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, this thing says it got announced this morning at 5 a.m.
Huh?
There's the what top now? Thing on here. It says show gets announced Monday at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
As in that's today?
Right. Yeah, it's already been announced and it's happening this Wednesday, right?
Who is the most excited for this?
I wonder.
It's you.
Yeah, I am.
You're
I know.
Excited about that?
Sing me one of their songs.
Oh, well, I need some music.
Are they
the
Tell Me Why guys?
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
I never want to see you say.
Don't get shy.
I want you know, it that
way. No, I don't know.
To back me up and my computer's like
you
down.
You don't need that. Your computer's down. You use your voice.
Yeah, that's true.
Backstreet's back. All right. Backstreet's back in the Bay this August. Backstreet Boys. This show is. I don't see the. Oh, I see. We've got your end. I want it. I want it. Wednesday.
I don't get this announced at 5 a.m. No one's here at 5 a.m.
Did something happen at 5 a.m.?
Well, a lot of things are just announced so that they can be pushed.
As in, it's free to announce as of 5 a.m. Wednesday. It's not that we did some kind of announcement on Alice.
No, we didn't, no.
Like Eddie didn't crack the mic and go.
We're just not allowed to talk about it until that time.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, now we can. The Backstreet Boys are back. All right.
All right.
And I guess starting on Wednesday. All day Wednesday, listen on the fives every hour between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for your cue to call. Caller number 9 gets tickets for the Backstreet Boys at the Concord Pavilion on Friday the 14th of August. Or at Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 15th. Do they get to pick or do they have to? Because what if they live really close to the shoreline but they get the...
You know, that's a good question. I'll
find
ask
that
our
yeah.
girl about that.
They should get to pick.
It's a good question to ask on air, though, right?
Solid.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. Well, if I don't ask it now, I'll never remember.
It's not happening until Wednesday, so we got some time.
Yeah. Okay.
Tickets go on sale Friday, February 14th at noon at LiveNation.com and starting Wednesday. Or just, I guess, all day only on Wednesday.
We don't know.
It
doesn't matter.
It's fine. I don't want to question more things, you know. Let's talk about that wind, huh?
So... I went in the ocean on Sunday morning. Yeah. I let the missus went running on Saturday. I let her just go. She deserved a break and got it. Sunday, I went surfing with my friend Zeb, and it was already heavy wind, which isn't great for surf,
but I just
wanted to go.
But
I just,
you say that blows
was,
the tops
yeah,
off
Yeah, it's
of her.
Bad, but it was the first thing in the morning, and I just wanted to. So we had some fun was had, but you could tell it was getting stronger and more crazy, and by 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock when we went to Target, the power went out.
Oh.
Like, we're in Target and the power goes out.
Oh, boy. So you started looting?
No.
Oh, not the first thing to do? Let me see. I thought, God, thank God you said that, because I've always thought,
I'm pushing this rack of stuff over, yeah. And then I'm going to run out with some things.
Right.
No, I didn't
Obviously.
Think to do that at all.
I mean, all the cameras just went dead.
What I did think was, I'm going to go up front and make sure that we will be able to check out, because I don't want to do all this, get to the front, and then be told, sorry.
Yeah.
So the generator did kick on, and we were able to finish our...
Oh, how convenient.
Our purchase. The people stuck in the elevator, on the other hand, that's their problem.
Is that real?
That's real. I don't know how they got them out of there.
You didn't wait out there being like, it's okay, don't worry.
I didn't.
We're all out here waiting for you.
Nope. Some employees stood around outside there staring at the doors as if that was going to fix things. Yeah. But
a little moral support, yelling things down the
chute. We just finished our shopping, but there were lights out. There were, stoplights. Like,
you know,
there's a lot of stuff off. It was kind of trippy.
Well, even this morning, there were still big branches in the streets. Like, even in the city, there were huge, like, they had been pushed to the side, but there were just gigantic tree limbs.
So, when I finally went to drive back to Scotts Valley, 17 was shut down going the other way, and people were out of their cars walking around.
Oh.
So I don't know if that was a tree fall in or what went down, but they were even turning big rigs around trying to get them. It was
hairball. Well. Yeah.
it was Yikes. Awful. So the wind really did wreak havoc.
It did. And, you know, it was a crazy, like, the gusts were however many miles per hour. I don't know, but it would, like,
up to 50. Here in our area, they say here, record gust of 209 miles per hour recorded at a California peak in Tahoe.
I thought it was Kirkwood or something.
Oh, yeah, it was Kirkwood, south of Lake Tahoe.
200 miles an hour. That's like a hurricane. I mean, a really bad hurricane. The craziest part for me, because I sat outside for a long time just sort of enjoying the wind and watching the pine tree that was going to kill me. And it would die in between. It was crazy. Like, it would be like, everything's going crazy in the backyard. Wow! The whole bamboo. I have this big bamboo wall along the back of my property. And it would just, like, bend down. You could see everything behind it, and then it would flip back up. And then it would go the other way. I'm like, the wind is just, like, coming in from all directions. And then it would die. And I'm like, oh, my God. Is that it? Was that the last gust? No. Rah! It's going crazy again. Then it just dies again. It was such a, not like a steady wind that picked up here and there. It was just like kooky, all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
So it should be.
You had power at your house, though?
Yes.
It was the target that was the problem.
The target went out and some stoplights went out. But anyway, it should be much better today.
Yeah.
As in a lot less wind.
No rain in the forecast.
No. I read something that said, doesn't look like we'll see rain all month.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
No, it's not.
We need all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get enough in the first those couple months?
No, we didn't. Mm. We were sort of at normal, but these are still months that should be raining.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So we're about to start getting those. I'm not issuing the first one, but I'm letting you know as a Californian. We'll start getting those. Hey, we didn't have enough water this winter.
Conserve.
Everybody start.
Let it mellow.
Being cool.
Yeah.
Sooner you start being cool, the less likely we are to be in real big trouble if this happens next year, too.
I know. It's that second year that'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
I always get scared when this early in February all the trees start blooming because I'm always afraid that there's going to be a freeze between now. Like, you know, it's still the middle of winter.
Last year at this time, we were still in the middle of heavy storm action. Mm-hmm. Remember, we got tons of rain.
It was depressingly rainy. Right. I remember even thinking, like, okay, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's February, I guess we pulled about February 7th. We pulled out all our lawn furniture, you know, put the cushions on.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm like, well, there's no rain in the forecast. What am I going to sit on? The slatted wooden frame of this chair? No, I want my ass cushioned. So the Oscars were last night.
Did you watch?
I watched about maybe an hour altogether.
I watched a few. Is that Janelle Monáe?
Mm.
She's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I watched some of that, and then it went on too long, and I left. And then I watched.
Oh, so did you miss Steve Martin and Chris Rock?
I did.
Right. Well, I'll play you some of that.
Great.
If Bryn gets his computer going.
Okay. I missed that. Then I saw, and I don't know who the kid was who came out and did a What's Happened So Far rap with Questlove. Did you see that?
No.
It was so excellent. I don't know who the kid was. He must have written it. I don't know if they gave him in advance the information.
You think he was freestyling?
He couldn't. Well,
could have been. I don't know.
Maybe he. You know, that's like
there
a muscle
phenoms,
they build
right.
up, right? I mean, but to be on the Oscars and to risk the possibility of going blank.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure even the Oscars people are like, we're going to need to see your material before you go out there with
he,
it.
But I don't know what he was dressed as either. But he busted this thing out, and I was in awe of it.
So
that's
this is
it, Bryn,
pretty
by the
early,
way.
Pretty early in the show.
I guess. Listen.
Let's hear it.
How's that?
Well, he had to have just written it because unless I told him who won all
that's
those.
That's what
things.
I mean. I don't know how he did that. I know if you're listening to that, you're like, "Eh, that's not that great." But think about in the moment, getting in front of that crowd live and trying to do that without going blank.
So I expected him to be a child because you said kid.
Who's that guy?
Who I don't know.
I mean, he said, you don't know me. And I went, yeah, I don't know you.
Yeah.
You're
so
right.
Who is he? I mean, what is he, 23, 24? He's a grown man, I guess is what I'm saying. But yes, very young. And we've never heard of him. But he's been in some movies.
And
just like you.
Broadway or whatever.
Whatever the hell he said.
I liked it, though.
Yeah,
I thought,
no, it's
man,
funny.
That's
it's cute. Well, Idina Menzel liked it when he didn't call her Adele Dazeem.
Those are giant ones. Mm. Think about what we've. Think about how you black out just doing local TV.
Oh, my God.
And this guy went on national
TV. If I even remember that we're on TV in the morning, I black out.
This guy went on international, not national, international
billion
TV
people watching
and
that.
Laid that down with Questlove live.
Yeah.
Credit to him.
Same age as me, 1983.
What? That dude's in his 30s?
Well, he doesn't look like it.
No,
and
he
doesn't dress like it, that's for sure.
I love what guys wear now to the Oscars, kind of, or to all the award shows, kind of, you know, whatever they're feeling. This guy's got like a, I don't know, what you call that, a royal blue with like these sort of gold. Goldish cuffs on there.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like it. I like that guys are taking some chances. Billy Porter, who was doing the red carpet stuff. He's like a singer, actor. And we have this conversation every time he comes up. Here's what I'm going
to
do. He's the guy who wears dresses on the red carpet.
All right, that guy.
So he had on he sang with Janelle Monáe. You saw him in that, too.
That was him?
That was him.
Okay, so he came out in the sparkly platforms. He was great.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what. I'm not normally into dudes and how they move their hips, but that guy had a wiggle when he was... Did you see that walk he had?
Oh, he is fantabulous.
I was like, dang, dude. You've got like a hitch. I don't know how he did it.
Nice.
A hip hitch that was... It was pretty sick.
So he did some red carpet interviews for, is this on ABC? What is this on?
Yeah, ABC.
So
Talking about the Oscars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I just recently, I want to say I saw him on one of the other award shows too, doing like red carpet stuff. Was it the Grammys? Anyway, he had on a vest, like a sweater vest, you know, not a button down the front or anything, just a vest.
Sweater vest.
No, but like a like dragon scale. I don't even know what to call it. Like huge gold layers, floppy, like scales, but sort of floppier than
kind
that.
Kind of sequin-y?
But enormous sequins, if you could picture that.
Sure.
So, actually, you can probably pull it up because I think he wore it later. No. This is him actually doing the killer performance.
What
the
guy's
amazing.
What are you looking for right now?
I'm looking for him on the red carpet beforehand. Oh. He had this vest thing on. And then this voluminous skirt, gigantic, that showed his legs in the front and his huge shoes that he had on. He was fabulous.
Oh.
And boys are really...
I didn't see it.
And then up walks Billie Eilish, and they're the fashion spectrum. I'm like, wow, she's wearing like a kind of a white furry paper bag.
I was actually jumping in and out of this and The Outsider.
Oh, we watched The Outsider too. So, I couldn't help myself. I was like, I've got to get caught
up. Oh, that's it. That's what she's describing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. He's going for it. Good for him.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Just beautiful.
He's got a trick hip.
Yeah. He knows how to flick that thing.
That was pretty good.
Oh, there he is. I thought that was a great little open.
You liked it.
At first, I was like, what is she doing? Because she comes into the, you know, Mr. Rogers set.
There it is. Kick. Like, look at him go. Nicely done. Anyway, I did bore of this.
Oh, did you?
To be honest, yeah.
I liked it.
In fact, right about here is where I bailed them.
When she said
horns, I went, boom,
great
blah,
energy,
bye.
And I love when they flash to the crowd and everything.
I am...
Now she's wearing a garden.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's happening. Oh, yeah, and then she goes out into the audience and she does like a call and response, la, la, la thing. I thought that was a little... But, the energy was good.
So tell me, here's the question.
Okay.
Does that show need a host?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I
think it does.
I think it's better with a host. I really do. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel did an amazing job as a host. He did it a couple of years in a row, I think. But do they need one?
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it really depends on the person. I loved when oh, sugar, how is it already 5:28?
We didn't do anything yet.
I know. We barely talked about, we talked about the wind, and then we talked about Billy Porter. Anyway, I guess we'll congratulations, Parasite. They won everything. We'll talk more about the Oscars.
Oh, is that right? Parasite did?
Every best picture. Spoiler alert.
You watched it, right?
I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah. No, I have it at my house. I just have never pressed play on it.
No, I'm completely taken with The Outsider.
I know.
I'm on episode 3.
Oh.
I'm way behind.
Yeah.
Way behind because I was all
caught up
in the Harry
Potter movies.
We're caught
up as of last
night.
Right. We went to, we finished up episode 6 last night when I should have been watching the Oscars and wasn't. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Fallen trees, power outages, and where you can get married free this Valentine's Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.